Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast is brought to you by Play, the most innovative sports flooring ever. Play's dynamic surfaces outperform, outlast, and totally dominate the competition. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts, and I'm with Paul Longo. He's the head strength and conditioning coach for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and he's on a return visit with us today for one of our podcasts. You've heard one of the ones in the past. Paul, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate you having me.
Going on with the, you know, just a quick synopsis of what's going on with the summer right in the next couple of weeks.
Well, the guys had the pretty much the month of May, last 3 weeks of May off after exams, and come back on June 1st. We have an 8-week program with week off there in the middle, you know, before a couple days return to camp. Standard fare, you know, that's about what you get, you know, NCAA wise. So we're back at it 5 days a week. It never ends. You get, you know, the bar is so high, you got to keep training. You know, it's under a little different circumstances, a little more relaxed, but we got a lot going on.
Coach, what are some of the things, you know, kind of just spend a few minutes today talking about mobility and how that has been incorporated into training programs over the years and where it is now.
Mobility, and again, we're defining mobility as the ability to move in range of motions, to move your joints, as opposed to flexibility, where we're talking about moving around a fixed joint, a fixed range of motion, which would be, some more of the traditional static stretching type things. Of course, we talk about dynamic mobility and things of that nature, but really trying to increase, upper body rotation, the four-way of the hips, you know, the ball and socket joint and the hinge joint and things of that nature, so that not any one can get really overpower the other one. Mm-hmm. And it's a never-ending job because you're getting them bigger and stronger all the time. And it's extremely important to keep those joints from getting sticky, so to speak, which happens a lot with training.
Do certain exercises or movements that you guys do maybe tend to make the mobility, to have those ranges continually stretched out and moved to make sure that the player stays flexible and stays mobile, able to move throughout that joint?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a huge piece, just as big as strength, power, and conditioning. You know, it has carries that, you know, that amount of weight in your performance. Mm-hmm. So every session that we have starts out with as much as 20 minutes of mobility before we, you know, actually even start moving any weights or running.
So you guys will do like a dynamic thing going on for about 10 minutes and then go into the mobility type movement.
Exactly. And, you know, mobility, and we're talking about upper T-spine. You know, we're talking about, you know, four-way hip type stuff, mm-hmm. What we call our quadruped series. And, you know, there's quite a few different things that you're doing on there to maintain that flexibility.
How about the foam rollers? Are you guys going with those? A lot of foam rolling and things
absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. That's another piece of mobility. You know, that mm-hmm. would fall under the mobility category. You know, when you hear about all those different things, they're going to fall into one of the categories, you know, mm-hmm. flexibility, a mobility, you know, a power movement, a strength movement, a muscle balance movement. But the foam rolling is another one that we use. And really what you're doing with the foam rolling is you're trying to smash the muscle fascia, because a lot of what we would, you know, the oxidative stress, lactic acid, the junk crunk that gets left in your system after working out, mm-hmm. you know, sits there. And if you don't smash that down and get rid of that, then your muscles won't slide appropriately. And that's when you feel sore and creaky, and that kind of adds up. And then you kind of open that injury window. So it's a huge part.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you get your incoming freshmen, they're probably just arriving this week.
They're arriving tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Tomorrow. So, a lot of those guys, when you're hitting those squats
and go through those first few, you know, that first week of hitting the squats pretty hard? And is that when the mobility, what are the things that you use maybe to recover from that, you know, that initial hit?
Well, kind of give you an idea of what happens in a nutshell is as soon as they come in, we put them through a functional motion screen. And we're looking to find out where their weaknesses are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's got something, you know, one ankle, you know what I mean, has more mobility than the other, or knee, or one leg longer than the other, you know, all types of things. Sure. So we need to be aware of that before we go, you know, full blast forward and work on correcting that while still working at a certain level, you know, with the other stuff. And then as far as the technique goes, I want them to forget about everything they learned, start and do it the way that that we want them to do it. There's a reason for it. And again, it's a very touchy line to walk, and it takes a lot of experience to take that walk, to take them, you know, to get that level without getting them hurt. Anybody can fire them up and throw a lot of weight on them and things like that. It's the end result we're looking for.
Sounds good. And then about the sprints and the running, is that going to take place this month too? A lot of that going on?
It never ends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It never ends. It just depends on what phase you're at, whether, you know, because you're looking to peak them. So, yeah, we started on June 1st. We start with our straight ahead speed form type running, and then we go to our SAQ, our speed, agility, and quickness. So that's already been going on for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's part of the 8-week program.
When you're trying to build all that power during this phase of the summer, is it a difficulty, like with when you're doing the heavier squats and then the running, do you kind of like balance that out, or do you do one thing on one day and then kind of wait for lots of sprinting on the next day, or is it kind of all one day on that leg work?
It's spread out, you know, so you, essentially if you're looking at a 4-day program, mm-hmm. you're pretty much looking at Monday and Friday as being your strength speed days, mm-hmm. and your conditioning days, and then the 2 days in the middle, be it Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday, uh-huh. more as being your dynamic speed days and, you know, working on your top end speed.
Well, Coach, certainly appreciate you joining us for a few minutes today. I know you got to ramble on, as they used to say back in the 70s, and appreciate it. I know a lot of coaches out there appreciate your time and you know, these little insights that coaches can tweak their program, just like you mentioned just in the last minute here about the Monday, Friday kind of thing, and what to do on Tuesdays and Thursdays of a 4-day split. So really, it's really helpful to all the coaches out there listening to these podcasts, and we certainly appreciate you joining us again. Coach Paul Longo, once again, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on.